This presentation of the USA CBD Conference is brought to you by IndustryPods.com in conjunction with Immortal, a well-being beverage company, bringing you Immortal Nitro Super Coffee and now Immortal Super Immunity Shot with Hemp Extra. All is well at Immortal.com. That's IMMORDL.com.
All right, we're going to open it up. Our first speaker today is Carla Boyd. She's the president and founder of Hempway Foods. Carla is an entrepreneur, educator, and advocate within the cannabis and hemp industries. She struggled personally with various food intolerances. She discovered that hemp food assisted her on the road to sustainable health. This inspired the creation of Hempway Foods in 2014. Here to teach us all about hemp food and the impact it is making in the food industry is Carla Boyd.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. So I'm Carla Boyd, the owner of Hempway Foods. This is my 6-year anniversary this month for having Hempway Foods. I almost feel like I can talk without the mic. I'm going to leave it open just for a little bit longer, but I'm almost feel like I can talk without the microphone. I started Hempway Foods in 2014, but probably a year prior to that, I started working on the recipe, and it wasn't to develop a food company. It was strictly because I had health issues. I was even in the hemp industry. I started out actually in the more of the THC side, lost my dispensary, didn't really know what I was going to do. And so I jumped over to more of the hemp side and started helping with the hemp piece in Colorado back in 2011. And I got really sick. I got what they called leaky gut. And I was just an emaciated mess. It was unreal. And so I actually resigned my position with Hemp Cleans in Colorado just because I couldn't continue with the amount that it was demanding. And so but I didn't even at the time know about, I put hemp hearts in my smoothie. I sprinkled it on my salad. Why would you make food out of the seed? Because does everybody know what hemp hearts are? So you know what the hemp seed is, correct? So you have the seed. Inside the seed, inside the seed, and you can pass it around, is the heart, and it's the little white piece. So you see the black flakes? That's still pieces of the seed, but you want to see that because that's your insoluble fiber. Because hemp contains fiber, like a lot of very high amounts of fiber, but it's also insoluble and soluble fiber because we don't get enough. You can open it if you want. In fact, you can pour a little bit in your hand. It's organic certified Colorado grown hemp hearts. I use Colorado cultivars, and I use organic certified for. I think if you're using it for food grade, my personal opinion is definitely use organic certified. Just because of the soil and the heavy metals and things, because you know the roots and things can absorb the heavy metals. So you really want to watch out with consuming with what you consume. I knew I could sprinkle it on my salads. I knew that I could make it in a smoothie, throw it in some yogurt, but there had to be more than this. I wanted, because there was nothing in the freezer aisles that I could eat. There was hardly anything on the shelves I could eat because I'm allergic to gluten, dairy, corn, and soy. So I wasn't eating. I was getting tired of the food I was having, and it just wasn't working for me. And so I dove in. And I looked at her veggie burger recipe, and I was like, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do hemp. But then I wasn't really happy with the nutritional, because there's a website called recipal.com, recipal.com. You can get 3 free recipes where it pops out your nutritional panel. And it's FDA approved and the whole bit. And so I didn't even, at this time, I didn't even know I was going to start a food company. All I knew was I wanted to feel better, and I wanted to have food I could eat and be healthy. So I started just doing some research, and I started investigating just different type of ingredients because hemp helps with so many things. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's got your all-known amino acids. Come in. It's got all known amino acids. It's got your, you know, the gamma-linolenic The gamma-linolenic acid. It's a mouthful. But these are some of the huge benefits. So I dove in, researched the ingredients, and because when you couple hemp with other very healthy natural ingredients, you're going to absorb those ingredients better than if you're eating them by themselves. It's kind of like, in the plant world, it's kind of like an uptake. And so, my neighbor, it was so funny. I would take her A, B, C, and D for about 6 months and have her do all my, you know, testing to tell me what she liked this and different ratios. And then all of a sudden, I had this burger, and I'm Southern. I live in Colorado, but I'm Southern, if you can't tell by the accent. And so I'm sitting here, and I'm just giving it to people. And I love when people eat my food. It just makes me smile from the inside out. So I'm just going around, and I'm giving people my food, and they're just like, wow, we've never heard of anything like this. This is amazing. And people started calling me and asking me for personal orders. I'm like, no, I'm not a food company. I'm not a chef. This is not what I do. Well, I don't care what you do. You name your price. And these even weren't my friends. These were the friends of my friends. Because like I said, at this point, I had been in the industry since 2009, and I was very well, connected just for a lot of people that helped with the lobbyists and different rule makers and stuff like that. And they would just go out of their way to help me, my friends, within the industry. So before I knew it, people were just, all these random strangers were calling me and getting my food. And so I was like, wow, I guess I need to get a commercial kitchen. I didn't run numbers. I didn't do anything. I just dove in, which I can tell you was one of the stupidest things you could ever do. But, now it's okay. But no one ever needs to start a company like that. research. But so as, please, come on in. But, as I continued along, it fell apart in the beginning. But all I know was this was an amazing, nutritionally dense product. I mean, what other, 15 grams of protein, 2.5 grams of fiber, 4.5 grams of carbohydrates, and it's the healthy carbs. And so, come on. And so it just kept, it was just a snowball effect in a beautiful way. And to this day, there's a few hemp companies out there. There's Good Seed Burger. They use hemp, and then there's Hillary's Hemp and Greens. But other than that, you're just not seeing things. Hail Mary had a hemp seed product in their brownie, and now all of a sudden it's not on the shelves anymore. So I don't really know but this is what I want so many people to look at. I love CBD. I take CBD almost every single day. But there's so much more to the plant, and that's what I love. That's what I love telling people about. It's just the nutrition of this beautiful, beautiful seed here. And I'll actually, if anybody isn't familiar with the hemp heart, and you're more than welcome to open up and sprinkle some in your hand if you'd like. But these are some of the key health benefits of hemp. Helps boost your immune system. The globular protein is amazing. The Edison helps your body process. Which then it's a natural antibiotic, and hemp is one of the few pumpkin seeds and hemp hearts, both contain the Edison globular protein. It increases your energy level, and the reason it increases your energy level is because of the carbs and the slow breakdown process of it, with how it breaks down on the cellular level. But the essential fatty acids. It is, and it helps with digestion a lot. That's one of the things when it's got a nutty taste. Yeah, an earthy, nutty taste. But it's a chameleon. Hemp hearts are, you can do a sweet product, but then you can also do I make these truffles. I make a hemp chocolate mousse that, in fact, I've got them on the slide, so y'all can take pictures. I'll let you know when they're coming up. As far as, I've got a couple of oh, no, you know what? I cut them out because I thought my presentation was the entire thing was. But y'all can seriously email me and I'll send you recipes. I've got some beautiful recipes just in general with hemp, hemp recipes. But you can do hemp hearts, cacao, coconut cream, and avocado, And it makes one of the best mousses you'll ever put in your mouth. Like, it's delicious. And it's completely vegan and unbelievably healthy. It's just, it's decadent. They are. Oh, yeah. They're really dense. Like, in a smoothie, you almost eat it with a spoon. I make them thick, though, because I try to get as much into my body as possible. I probably eat about 2 cups of hemp hearts a day, just because it helps with inflammation. Like, I know when I don't have my hemp. I know in my head, like, with the way I feel. No, you're fine. I definitely can feel the difference. Reduces inflammation. This is the big part for me, because I have actually a nerve disease, and it's primarily in my feet. And it helps with inflammation so very much. And a lot of that is because of the GLAs and the ALAs with those products, and that's why it helps with inflammation. Like the digestion, and a lot of the reason for the digestion is because of the fiber. Heart disease is huge. We obviously have a really big problem with this, really all over the world, particularly in the U.S. But so it helps with it helps reduce cholesterol and the heart disease, and then repairs and builds lean muscle mass. Like, we need all of our athletes. They really need to be consuming hemp on a regular basis. And what makes me so, I haven't started on this journey yet, but it's on my to-do list. I would assume it's like this nationally, but in Colorado, our firefighters can't eat hemp hearts. Hemp hearts. Our police officers can't eat hemp hearts. Hemp hearts. This is literally one of the most nutritional foods that we have. Like, it's not even about... It has nothing to do with getting high or anything like that. This is a food. And don't get me wrong, I love cannabis, but I just cannot believe we have whole sectors of pilots. They can't have hemp hearts. And to me, these people, they need help. They need the brain food, the body food. This is vital. So it's actually my mission to start working on when I get back home, because I only discovered this a month ago, because I was doing a demo, because I still do all my demos at the grocery stores because I like to understand what people are saying about my food. And I had a firefighter, and he's like, oh, I just turned vegan. This is great. It's gluten-free. Let me eat this. And he ate it, and I literally, I get chills even talking about it, because I just can't believe this happens. He went white as a ghost. I mean, he did. He almost, I think he was about to start crying. He was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get fired. I'm going to lose my job. I didn't see, because he saw hemp after he had eaten it. And for somebody to have that reaction, like, it really affected me. It really did, because I love my company. I love my food. And I don't make health claims by any means. That's not it. It's just, you are what you eat. And when you eat healthy, you are a healthier person. And so it's not about my food by any means. It is if you mimic the ingredients, probably not gonna get to stay together. It's probably gonna fall apart. It took 5 years to get that piece, you can do it yourself as far as just eating healthy. And that's that. But to have somebody that scared and that terrified, and I said, sir, can you talk to me for a minute? I need to understand what you're talking about. Why? My food's not CBD. I get you. I know you can't. I know y'all can't take CBD. I know that. But why can't you have hemp? This is food. And he goes, it's a policy. We simply can't. And I was like, wow. And he goes, I'm going to have your card, and if I test positive, we're going to have a problem. I'm like, sir, you're not going to test positive, but no, please do. Like, please. And so that really, and it's been, maybe it was 2 months ago. It was in the last 3 months, I know that. It's been blending together. I've had a lot of conferences in the last couple of months. But it's a plant, and it's food. I feel like some of our most important professions that are helping people, they need this in their life. But so this is a little recap on some of the, in my opinion, what are some of the key elements of the health benefits. This one is huge to me, the trypsin. That's awesome. I mean, that's for that, because when you are not getting your, because there's a lot of ingredients that are healthy, but they contain the trypsin inhibitors. And so you're just, even though it's a healthy food, it's still blocking some foods. And hemp doesn't have that. That's the part that is beautiful about this plant. I mean, even Whole Foods, this was in 2019, it talked about, you know, it being the next big rage. And granted, like, if there were General Mills and everybody just producing product out the wazoo and it had hemp parts in it, it'd probably just shove me, you know, out of the picture. So, it's a blessing in disguise, but I want people to start incorporating, you know, I want more hemp food companies or just more companies incorporating hemp into, and we're slowly starting to get them. But there's so much more that we can do with this. And a lot of it is just people, and there's a lot of the sites. There's just a lot of really good information on these. Come on in, please. And then I'll leave those up for a minute. But so there, so the hemp, when you're growing for the hemp seed, does anybody in the room not understand what the hemp heart is? As far as like, does everybody understand that? You at all? Okay. And you saw these, right? So I'll just recap a little bit again. So you've got the seed. I'm sure everybody's familiar with what the seed is. So you have the hemp seed. But then inside the seed, there is a little white. Did y'all see this? Okay. But you look at this in a minute if you want. So these are hemp hearts. But yeah, it's a soft part of the seed. And that's what's in it. So if you're a farmer and you're growing, it just very much depends on the varietal that you grow. But you're not going to be growing for flower as in FLOW. Sorry, I can't even spell today. But if you're growing for the flower, you're obviously going to grow a different varietal than if you're growing for seed. And then also if you're growing for fiber strand. So you want, like with the hemp seed production, you want seeds all over the place. And that's, a lot of farmers' nightmare because it gets pollinated and everything else. But with this, it would strictly be, you would be growing for seed production. But you dehull, and that's how it gets cleaned, so to speak. You dehull it, and it's a machine that cleans the outer part and then leaves the inside. And so you have the hemp heart. Richard Rose, that man is the godfather of hemp food. He doesn't do a whole lot in the States anymore. He left about 2 years ago. He's in Australia, but he really is the creator of hemp food and hemp burgers, because in the 70s he had hemp nut, and he had a little hemp food cafe and the whole bit, and he did a beautiful job of doing the food and really helping the industry progress. And then all of a sudden we had really some serious clampdowns, back in the late 70s, early 80s, and then he was kind of forced out of business, and he's been great. But I met with him when I first started my company. He was like, "Well, hold on, honey, you've got a long ride if you're going to do hemp food." It's like I said, I was like, "Yeah, it's going to be this huge company in 3 years." It takes a while. It really does. I've had my company, like I said, this is our 6-year anniversary. And within the last 6 months, I would say people are really starting to open their eyes on hemp food. There's products like truffles, there's desserts, there's so many things that we can do with this. People just need to understand. I mean, hemp milk. All you need to do, everybody can make their own hemp milk in this room. You get 1 cup of hemp hearts, 1 cup of water. You know the emulsifying blender, the hand blenders? You can use like a Ninja or something like that. I like the little hand emulsifying blender. But you blend it. You can strain it, but I typically don't because I cook with it. So I want the fiber. I don't want to strain out the hemp hearts, but you can strain it and then you get a really smooth texture. Add a little bit of a sweetener and you've got your hemp milk. There's no need to buy it. It's actually really, really, really easy to make. Those are just simple ways to incorporate this plant, you know, into your diet and get your omegas and get your, because hemp has all known 20 amino acids, the 9 of which our bodies do not produce. I mean, that is, there's just very few plants out there. And I wish I'd have put it on here. I tried to find it a couple months ago and I couldn't find it. I need to dedicate some time and dig. But about 2 years ago, when I was trying to just look for some updated information and things like that, I ran across this article that said hemp hearts have no validity, they're not healthy, they're just good to eat. And I'm going, where did this person get their information from? I didn't understand it at all. I'll go back through some of these, but if anybody wanted to look at the nutritional aspect here, let me actually do start over. Oh, okay, never mind. Oops. There we go. Okay. So, but yeah, so it, sorry, I lost my train of thought. But, oh, about the article that said it was, you know, in not really of value and not nutritional. So maybe they took that down, and that's kind of what I'm hoping, because I don't want people reading that, because, I mean, there's a lot of proof now. I mean, Google hemp heart nutrition, and it is unreal what you will find. And that's actually, I've seen more and more articles in the last year pop up about this than I have ever, because I you know, constantly go in and really see if there's something new or any cutting edge technology that people are talking to, you know, people are talking about. But so just going through these again, if y'all wanted to look at any of that, but yeah, so it, it's an open field that a lot of farmers aren't looking at, just a lot of the industry is not looking at in general, that I'd like to see, you know, definitely more expand. But welcome to open it up to questions if anybody has any questions. Yeah, it's great for that. In Colorado, we had the French varietal everywhere because we didn't know this. God, oh, say 8 years ago, because in Colorado, when it first started growing, the farmers could grow, but they couldn't order the seed, or you could go to jail. So what we did, as a group, we ordered the seeds, and then we just went and delivered the seeds to the farmers, and they just magically appeared in their mailbox or on their front doorstep, and we didn't hand them over to them either. They appeared. So, because there was no money exchanged. Like, it was a 100% donation, because that's what we wanted to do, this, to try and get it going in the industry. So, I want, Richard Rose, he actually, right before this conference, published an article about that, and I just haven't had time to really dig in. He is the godfather of hemp food, and he really has, like, Ari Sherman, I respect the heck out of him. He's Evo Hemp, and they have done so much, but I would probably say in the beginning, we've got the Richard Rose, and then we've got the Ari Shermans, and that Richard cut down the trees. Ari drove the paving, and I'm on my little bicycle, just riding behind him, trying to catch up. But so, yeah, I don't know, like, the exact strain, but I know Richard on LinkedIn, he just posted a lot of information, so I marked it to go back and review it, but it was just a couple days before this conference. Yeah, there's four different ones that I use. The names are not, I'm horrible with names, and I can't think of them off my head, but there's four different ones that I rotate between depending on which farmer Colorado Cultivar contracts their stuff with. But yeah, no, it's no more of the French varietal. I understood that. Yeah. Walmart carries hemp hearts. I mean, I know in Colorado they do. I mean, natural grocers, Sprouts. I think most of the natural food stores carry it. You're definitely going to pay more. But I mean, most of the stuff online is actually, well, Victory Hemp sells online. And they're out of Kentucky. Those guys, they're great. And they've moved a lot of their business to online. I think you can order through Victory Hemp as well. And it's a lot more reasonable than paying $15 for a half a pound at the natural food store. Oh, you're very welcome. Do I have any other questions that I can possibly answer for anyone? Well, no, I appreciate everybody coming. But yeah, so as far a little bit of tidbit on the company side with the company piece of it, the way I finally, because like I said, I've had my company 6 years and it's been three steps forward, two steps back. It's been a very much of a labor of love, very passion-driven just because I love the plant just in general. I know what all it can do. I mean, when you can produce hempcrete, when you can produce a house, you can clothe people, and you can feed people, it just, to me, it's just common sense, and I almost feel like we all need to be mandated by law to grow hemp to clean our soil and put the nutrients back in our soil, and then we can start over again because our soil is so stripped. But in my opinion, the hemp industry is, and when I say cottage, I mean cottage in a big aspect. I don't mean cottage as just being your tiny, tiny little mom and pop and going just to 10 stores, but I feel that the hemp food industry can really be the resurgence of the small business in America. And that was one of my issues because I've had a lot of people come to me and want to put my company on a national level. And it's, I mean, yeah, I want that and all, but how do I keep the integrity when I'm producing 1 million burgers versus, 5,000 burgers? I never could wrap my brain around that. And that was my big struggle with launching more on a national level, and I got a rejection from a national chain, and it really rocked my world. It pulled the rug out from under me because I already had acceptance from the individual managers at the store. I just needed corporate approval, and bam, 3 months ago, nope. And on top of that, I was specifically told not to contact them for 12 months. I felt it was a very personal rejection. I'm not really sure I tried and tried to get like inside information, and all people would say was, sorry, I don't know what to tell you. You're just rejected. But they even complimented me on my packaging, but I think it was hemp. So it shows you there's still so much more education, and we have to break it down into the simplistic. I participated in Ag Days last year with the Colorado Ag Department, and I collaborated. I couldn't get my own area. I wanted hemp to be represented, but couldn't achieve that. But I collaborated with a beef council, made a hemp mayo, and we won second place. And so those are the things, those are ways I think that I guess we're going to have to go forward. But I really see in the next 6 to 8 months, a huge, because plant-based is becoming just, it's the key word. And I think people are waking up to health and not necessarily being vegan only. There's a lot of people that are going to continue eating meat, but I think people are waking up and realizing we don't need to eat meat 3 times a day, 7 days a week. So that's what I love to tell people. I'm like, you know, you don't have to be vegan. If you are, that's great. But we don't have to be in a box. Let's just eat food. And that's where I feel a lot, you know, with the food industry. That's why it's so exciting with doing the hemp. But when I was trying to get this model and trying to figure it out, and I was talking to my consultant, and I was just like, Preston, I just really don't know what to do. It's like this grocery store rejection just rocked my world. And we sat down. He goes, Carla, let's just break this down. How are we going to keep it small, keep integrity, but yet grow? And it hit me. I was like, we can franchise, but ethically, very ethically, one per state. Because then with one per state, they learn all the recipes. They literally are just like Hempway Foods Colorado. Let's say Kentucky, Hempway Foods Kentucky, for example. Then they're using Kentucky hemp. And in Tennessee, they're using Tennessee hemp. And here's the beautiful part. In Texas, there's so many, like lentils. That's where I buy, you know, pallets of lentils from East Texas. My rice comes from East Texas. Are you kidding me? Texas is going to, and it's not about my company per se. This is about just the resurgence of the small business, in my opinion, where we can give the power, A, to the farmer and be a local business and be local proud. But not only that, from that, you can get into the stores without having to pay thousands of dollars in shelf space, because that's where your money comes in when you're a food company. All these companies charge a lot of money for you to have that prime placement. There's some of my stores that I don't have great placement, but then there's a majority of my stores, I am front and center, eye level. But that's because the managers put me there, because I'm one of the very few frozen food companies that are local but Hempway Foods Colorado can't achieve local in Kentucky. So that's where the franchise model came about. And it's giving the power and the passion for the industry to push each state forward. And that's where I feel, because it's not trucking something all across the country, and it's lessening the footprint. And that's, hemp is about sustainability, in my opinion. And so if we're going to be a sustainable company, I'm not sustainable shipping. And that's a lot of, and that's with, as hemp is growing, you know, the manufacturing plants and things like that, you know, they're talking, they're like, this is an issue. We don't need to transport these things hundreds of my, you know, like, I think they're saying like 500 is, you know, like kind of the 300 to 500 miles is the optimum transportation length, because you have degradation and you have things like that. And, but yeah, I think that we're moving forward, and as an industry, it's happening. We just have to have passion, and I appreciate everybody coming out to the talk. And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. Talk to me after.
This podcast was produced and presented by Industry Pods in conjunction with the USA CBD Conference in cooperation with Immortal, a well-being company. Any unauthorized use is strictly prohibited. Any and all trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.